Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm Ashraf Zaki, Under Secretary of State for Research and Climate at the Egyptian Meteorological Authority, under the Ministry of Civil Aviation.
What are you doing exactly here in this COP?
In this COP, I'm part of the Egyptian team for negotiation. I'm actually the one of the technical persons which joined the team for giving some kind of advice about the technical issues related to meteorology and climate.
How this information does have an impact in the negotiations?
Of course, it's important to get some kind of technical information to advise the negotiator. For example, for the emission level, for the how much the increasing in the temperature will affect on energy sector or on agriculture sector. So our role as a technical advisor is very important for negotiator to direct them for which level they can negotiate or they can continue.
And tell me, regarding the agriculture sector in your country, you linked economic and agriculture to climate change. How do people understand it on the ground?
Usually we produce a lot of actions and awareness to the people to tell them about the rules of climate change on agriculture and how the climate change will affect on the agriculture sector. Especially, you know, agriculture are very connected to the life of the people, so they need to understand. So through the media, we broadcast a lot of information for the normal people to understand how the effect of climate change will be impact on agriculture sector. Even we broadcast always the seasonal forecast information in very simple way to teach them and to learn them.
Okay, I've heard that actually you have also this program for the Bedouin, but I didn't have any information deeply on how actually you are taking the Bedouin to have a job related to the agriculture and linked with the climate change opportunities. Could you tell me more about it?
Indeed, I'm not really involved in this. As I told you, I'm mainly a meteorologist.
Yeah.
I have my experience in meteorology and impact of climate change, but not deeply involved in such kind of business.
Okay. So. Back to the meteorology. How do you work with the media? How the media understand what you are doing and how the media actually are giving the information to the people on the ground? Do you have a strategy on it?
Yes. In Egypt, we have a strategy for distributing the information to the media. We broadcast two times per day through the newspapers, through the TV, and we have at the Meteorological Authority, we have several people working especially and distributing the information for the media in very simple way.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. And how about these people, these journalists, they are trained?
Yes.
This in which way are you working with them?
At the Egyptian Meteorological Authority, usually we have some kind of training workshop to the people which are working in the media. We train them how to understand the chart of the weather forecast, how to understand the numbers, how they can have the information and in simple way and give this information to the public people.
And so when you look at these things, meteorology and climate, how actually you make them understand the difference?
Usually for the normal people, you know, it's very difficult to teach them or to inform them about the differences between climate and weather, unless he have some kind of little background on the this kind of form. But usually we have some kind of workshop for the as user platform for the people to give some kind of information, very simple information, to understand that, okay, climate is a long-term information for the weather. but weather is very short information for today and tomorrow.
Mm.
So it's some kind like this. We try to teach them in very simple way to understand the difference between climate and weather. But of course, if you go deeply, it will be difficult to.
So you, I know it's not your job, but you are dealing with meteorology, which is actually the future of the climate solutions. And how you are working with the youth and with this huge unemployment in your country, do you think that what you are doing can actually influence this youth to be part of this process of recruitment?
Actually, we have some kind of huge community connected to, it's called Cairo Action Talk.
Mm.
And this there is several youth people dealing with this. They came to understand, they discussed with us about the climate change, what is the climate change, how climate change impact on several sectors, like climate change impact on tourists, on health, on the normal life for them. So they're really, people are
you interested. Already started it?
Yes, yes.
How many people are there in this climate talk, this Egypt talk?
We have something like 120 members. Yes, and
from Cairo.
From Cairo.
Only yeah. Cairo.
Yeah, only Cairo. You know, it was called Greater Cairo because it's a Cairo and surrounding region.
Okay.
So it's,
with the informal sectors that formal suite that you have.
But we have a lot of audience coming also for this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.